This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
What an amazing lesson in life. I mean, I'm 43. I've had a few companies under my belt. Some have done okay. Some have failed. And you know, I always say when I failed, it was because of me and my selfishness and unwillingness to get help. And, you know, I came to a realization at one point that everything I had, I was a steward of to use for the right purposes, and that it wasn't all about me. And you're learning those lessons early. And then, you know, your realization, though, even earlier, that it's on me, like it was up to you. A lot of people don't get that till later. And then it's that feeling, oh no, for me to get out, for me, it's on me. There's not a handout. There's not a hand up. It's on me to go figure that out. And then my other takeaway is your mom, and what you know, for me, what a remarkable person she seems to be with looking at circumstances and finding the positive in. And that's really profound to me that she instilled that in you, because it looks like that's what you've continued to do, is like, well, I've got to pivot. Well, I've got to pivot again. Well, I got to pivot again. And so now we get to this point in your life here, and it looks like there's another pivot that's got to happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And at that moment, I wasn't sure what was next for me. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And all I could do was just continue to just have this faith, because at that point, it was like, this thing was bigger than you. Mm. And I didn't get it, though. I didn't get it. So I just continued to rehab. The season finally came to an end. I did make it back to dress, but of course, coach didn't give me the ball. So track season come around. I had to run track at this point in time. So I'm trying to rehab and get stronger and get faster with my leg. And as I'm doing track season, spring ball comes around. And sure enough, I get this letter in the mail from a place I never visited. I watched them one time in 2004, and they was playing against Georgia, and I was rooting for Georgia. And this letter was from the University of Tennessee.
Wow.
Right. And they invited me to come to the spring fling. I still have no idea how they got the letter, how my name got it. I have no idea. But of course, I get that invite to the spring game, and I'm there. And I get there, I had a chance to meet the players and talk to some of the guys. And then I had to meet with Coach Foreman, Coach Caldwell, and Coach Slade. And I remember walking into the office, and Coach Caldwell walked up to me first. He actually recruited the state of Arkansas. I believe he's actually, he might be at Arkansas now, or somewhere in that state, Arkansas State. However, he says, hey, Derek, man, we wanted to get you out here. We heard you're a heck of a ball player, and we know you had your knee surgery. However, we had saw you on film doing 7-on-7 against two other guys that was already coming here.
Wow.
And I'm like, really? Yeah. So he said, well, we can't give you a full ride scholarship right now just because we're not sure how your knee's going to respond. However, if you respond and you can get back to playing how you're capable of playing, we got a full ride scholarship waiting on you.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.